came to a head when Asquith sought extra funds to pay for increased public spending. At the time, the government were attempting to pay for two very costly projects at the same time. The first was several new battleships commissioned to match the military posturing of Imperial Germany, and the second was old age pensions, introduced by the Liberals in 1908. The pensions were to be non-contributory, and although they paid claimants only a very meagre allowance, the original £6 million Lord George budgeted was nowhere near enough. It was clear that the current system of taxation could not meet the bill, and the deficit rose from £700,000 for 1908-1909 to an estimated £15 million for 1909-1910. Asquith's Chancellor of the Exchequer was David Lloyd George, and his solution was to introduce a radical budget which he labelled the People's Budget, the terms of which were like a red rag to the Unionists in the House of Lords. Lloyd George's proposals centred on increasing direct taxation on higher incomes, while death duties, tobacco and spirit duties were all increased. This was the point at which taxes on cars and petrol were also introduced for the first time. But the most contentious element of the budget were the new revenues on land. The People's Budget introduced taxation specifically on unearned income, designed to catch landowners who were able to make money with very little or no effort. For example, because of a discovery of minerals on their land or because the sale of nearby property inflated the value of their land. These were essentially redistributive taxes and met with fierce opposition from the mainly landowning conservatives in the Lords, who argued that revenues should be raised instead via tariff reform. In November 1909, the Lords, as expected, rejected the budget on its second reading by a majority of 350 to 75. They claimed that as its terms were controversial, they could not give assent until the bill had been submitted to the country for judgment, essentially forcing a general election over the details of the budget alone.